the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Caudette. This is Idaho Matters. As we head into February, people around the world are getting ready to celebrate the Lunar New Year, which is why the Idaho State Museum and Idaho Chinese Organization are coming together to kick off the holiday with a really special event. They're honoring cultural traditions of the celebration with art and music and food and a whole lot more. So joining us today to talk more about the festivities are Liz Hobson, Museum Administrator of the Idaho State Museum, and Candy Kwa, a council member from the Idaho Chinese Organization. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So Candy, can I start with you? Can you talk to us a little bit about the cultural significance of the Lunar New Year?
Oh yeah, sure, of course. Lunar New Year, also known as a Spring Festival, is a big deal for the Eastern Asian communities. It's a time of fresh starts and family gatherings marked by traditions like giving red envelopes, you know, the cash inside, and eating symbolic fruits for luck. And people will clean their homes and honor ancestors. It's a chance to celebrate culture, strengthening family ties, and kick off the new year with hope and joy. And as you know, we have 12 zodiac signs, often associated with Chinese astrology, represent a repeating cycle of 12 animal signs. And the first day of Lunar New Year this year will be February 10th, and it is the year of the dragon. Dragon in Mandarin, pronounced as Long, are seen as powerful, ambitious, and charismatic. People born in the year of the dragon are often seen as natural-born leaders with strong sense of justice. And we Chinese people like to call ourselves descendants of the dragon. It is an expression of our identification with Chinese traditional culture, history, and ethnicity. This reflects reverence for the dragon and pride in the culture heritage, and symbolizing expectations and the respect for the strength, auspiciousness, and the culture inheritance.
And Candy, I have to say, I have always been fascinated by the Lunar New Year and by the zodiac signs. I think it's so fascinating. So you mentioned with the dragon that it's natural born leaders, it's justice. So as we go into the year of the dragon, what does that mean then for, you know, for folks whose zodiac sign is the dragon? Does you know, because every year it changes, does it give a bit more significance to folks who fall under that zodiac sign?
Yes. So as I just mentioned, each sign represents one lunar calendar year, and it is believed to have unique characteristics and influences that affect people born under them. So in our culture, Chinese dragon, unlike the Western dragon, because I read and then watched the movie about, you know, the Western dragon. West dragon is large winged creatures, right? And why Chinese dragon is long, serpentine creatures with scaled bodies. So in our tradition, dragon is a symbol of power, prosperity, and good luck. Unlike Western dragon, it's kind of a symbol of danger, chaos, and evil, if I understand correctly. So if a people born in the year of dragon, it means good luck, prosperity, and the power, you know, that kind of good things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say, I always look, so, you know, which, because I'm a pig, and I've always been fascinated by this. So I get excited every year when the Lunar New Year comes around. But how long does the celebration typically last, Candy?
Usually you celebrate from the New Year Eve till the 15th of the year. So usually like 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a long time. Okay, so Liz, it's my understanding that the Idaho State Museum is going to have two really special pop-up exhibits as part of this event. Can you talk about those?
Sure. So this is actually our third year partnering with the Idaho Chinese Organization, and yes. They've been wonderful partners, especially with helping us with these pop-up exhibits. This year in our Canyon Gallery, we will have one exhibit, Creating Community in Boise's Chinatown, that really focuses on the exploration of how Chinese migrants found community support in Boise's Chinatown. And we also have a youth art show that showcases local artists and their artwork that expresses their vision for the Year of the Dragon. So this is our second year doing the art show. And this year we had over 150 artworks submitted, which is amazing.
Wow, that really is. So, Liz, why was it important that you collaborate this year for the Lunar New Year and really kind of bring this celebration to the forefront?
Yeah, I think as a museum, it's always our job to work with the community and serve the community and invite the community in and offer programming that really showcases the stories that our audiences want to see and the stories that are really important for our community members. And this one, we continually get asked about and, you know, partnering with the Idaho Chinese Organization has just been wonderful since they're the community members who can best tell this story. And so we get to be partners in this and we get to be a venue for quite the celebration that's going to happen on Saturday.
And so, Liz, talk about this youth art show a little bit more, because I know that you put out a call for art submissions, and then how many did you get in particular for the youth art show?
Yeah, so we put this call out for young artists ages 5 to 18 to submit artwork. So we had some kind of guidelines for it. It had to be a certain size, but it really could have been anything that expresses their vision and inspiration for the Year of the Dragon. And so we did get over 150 artworks. And unless we wanted to start taking down other exhibits, we just don't have the space to showcase all 150. So we did have a panel of community judges. So members from the Idaho Chinese Organization, members from the Idaho State Museum, as well as the City of Boise Arts and History Department. So we had a community panel of judges. So we went through and selected the top 30 finalists that are getting installed this week, that will be ready on Saturday to see. So we'll have them in our Boomtown exhibit. So you can go see that as well. And so then we will, during the day, around in the middle of our performances, we'll have the art awards ceremony happen.
And Liz, you said it. Oh, go ahead, Candy. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I chime in a little bit? So check out our Facebook, Idaho Chinese Organization Facebook. We have the picture, like over 161 pieces, you know, lying on the floor and being judged by the panel of judges. It's very impressive. We have the photo there. So be sure to check out the photo there.
Absolutely,
oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah. So Liz, you said that the age group was 5 to 18. So who is the youngest artist being featured? How old are they?
Oh, that's a good question. I know we had a lot of kindergartners. I was reading some of their, so I don't have the breakdown of all of the age ranges, but I'm sure we could share that through maybe some social media posts about the artists that we had. But we had kindergartners and they were super artistic and really, really fun to look at.
Yeah, I just posted a Facebook post. So I remember the youngest is 5 years old. And one of the youngest made to the top 30. So and he's I think it's him. So his art is phenomenal. I like that.
So Candy, before I let you both go, what does it mean for you and your organization to really have this celebration and the Lunar New Year, you know, just have such focus on it like this?
Yeah, as Idaho Chinese Organization, we are very truly honored to have the opportunity to work with Idaho State Museum. And, you know, not only the event, but also the youth art show. For the youth art show, I want to add a little more details about the purpose. So our purpose to hosting such a competition or show is to showcase and nurturing the local artistic talent, and also in celebration of the Lunar New Year. So an old tradition involves creating New Year paintings. So through this art show, we aim to celebrate the Lunar New Year with the local Idaho community together. And last year we received 30 submissions, and this year we received 161. So it's a huge success for both of parties. And it will also serve as a medium and bridge, showcasing diverse cultures to local community, fostering communication and attracting more individuals to participate in the Asian culture, activities. So that's the meaning of the event as well as the art show.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.